It's 8 p.m.
Good evening, I'm John Baker with your latest RTL Today news. A 49-year-old employee at a company in the Gadeshea industrial zone in Saint-Louvre was involved in a serious on-site accident yesterday when they became trapped in a machine, sustaining critical injuries to their lower body. First aid was administered to the victim at the scene before transportation to a hospital where their condition is said to be life-threatening. Alongside the major tax overhaul announced yesterday, the Luxembourg government is announcing a series of reforms aimed at increasing household disposable income for parents by overhauling childcare costs and introducing new allowances, with key measures set to take effect in 2027. The Ministry of Transport has warned of the latest scam to hit Luxembourg. From the 1st of January this year, certificates for car insurance were made available in electronic format. However, this upgrade was swiftly appropriated by fraudsters, who now send a link in emails so recipients can order the certificates for a processing fee. Real certificates, however, are free of charge and can only be issued by the insurer. AI language company DeepL has announced the recent addition of Luxembourgish onto their translator app. In an update that included an expansion of more than 80 additional languages, including Afrikaans, Icelandic, Javanese, and even Irish, bringing the platform's total to more than 100 languages. In international news, the White House has reported that Donald Trump is considering making an offer to buy Greenland, despite the island's people and controlling power Denmark making clear they are not interested. Trump has repeatedly refused to roll out force to seize the strategic Arctic island, prompting shock and anger from Denmark and other long-standing European allies of the United States. Chinese-born tycoon Chen Ji, who was indicted by the United States on fraud and money laundering charges for running a multi-billion dollar cyber scam network from Cambodia, has been arrested and extradited to China. It has been announced by Phnom Penh today. An historian of the Nazi occupation of France is being sued by her own relatives for alleged libel after she promoted her first novel inspired by her family's history. Cécile Duspréry says her debut novel, The Propagandist, which was published in English this year, is inspired by her own childhood, but family members have accused her of lying and want the title removed from bookstores. Sports now, and Real Madrid midfielder Jude Bellingham has backed teammate Vinicius Jr. to overcome his goal drought ahead of the Spanish Super Cup semi-final clash against Atletico Madrid, which will take place in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia tomorrow, with the final being played on Sunday against Barcelona or Athletic Bilbao. And finally, Pakistan has underlined their credentials as serious contenders for the upcoming T20 World Cup with a commanding 6-wicket win over Sri Lanka in the opening match of the 3-game series in Dambulla today. They ticked most boxes on the night, first keeping Sri Lanka to a modest 128 and then knocking off the target with 20 deliveries to spare. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu. A weather warning is still in effect until 11 o'clock, with chances of snow on and off during the evening. The temperature will actually rise slightly overnight from the current -3 to around zero. Thursday will see a new weather system moving in under overcast skies with snow in the morning, turning into a mix of rain and snow later, before the temperature rises in the evening when we will finally have just rain. The temperature range for the day is -1 to 3 degrees.